There are pals and then there are pallas, those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one, to a financial constraint, a terminal illness, to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash, and if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Wolfsburg.
Typing with tears in my eyes, recalling the days of last August. That was a time when I was 7 months pregnant, well into my 40th year in age and into my 23rd year in marriage, heavily pregnant with my fourth child, the eldest being 19, second 18, and third 9 years old, all boys. When the health of my beloved husband took a turn for the worst. It was the night of the 23rd of August last year when I hadn't slept a blink. My husband was suddenly restless and disorientated. With the help of my two sons, who are, alhamdulillah, mature enough to support me through everything, we rushed him to hospital, only to be told that both his kidneys had failed, suddenly, overnight. After spending frequent time in and out of hospital, the next devastating news came that my husband had cancer. Cancer of the bone marrow. I cannot put into words the emotions and fear that I went through at that time, especially being pregnant. Besides having to take care of myself and the baby I was carrying, I needed to pull myself together and be strong for my boys, especially for 9-year-old Yahya and my 86-year-old senile father-in-law who was living with us. Before my husband suddenly took ill, he used to take care of his father, changing his diaper and bathing him, sometimes up to 3 times a day. And now, it was I who had to take over this responsibility. Yes, my sons helped, but at night only, as they were not at home during the day. The financial crisis we were in at that time did not allow us to get a caregiver for him. My pillars of strength. Alhamdulillah, first, I would like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help and mercy during that difficult time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his mercy, sent Dr. Muhammad Kaka to my humble home with encouraging words of support and a promise to help us through, which he had fulfilled most humbly, assisting me and my children. For me, there was dear sister Khadija and Auntie Farida, who gave me strength to go through each day with their support, financially as well as sisterly and motherly advices and help. My family are all miles away from me in KwaZulu-Natal, and I am the only one here in Gauteng. I appreciate to my beloved khalas and family, Jazakallah khair for all your support and duas. I am most grateful for the support of my neighbors and the community of Azadwal, especially the members of the burial committee, who proved to be of service even then, when usually their help is needed only after the death of a person. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put Shifa in the treatment from the two hospitals. For the thrice a week dialysis at Helen Joseph that my husband has to continue with, and the chemo that he goes for once a week at Baragwana. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for placing him in the care of Dr. Musa Patel, a humble oncologist who is doing his best. Through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we now also have a caring and patient caregiver to take care of my father-in-law. Today, my family and I are taking each day as it comes. I am ever so grateful to Allah for having blessed me with a beautiful, healthy, bubbly baby girl, little Maryam, who is now 7 months old, brings joy and happiness into our home. A princess to her brothers and the apple of her father's eye. Oh yes, and most definitely a darling for her dada, my father-in-law. Please remember me, my husband, and my family in your du'as during this blessed month. Once again, I thank all those who have been there for me during that most difficult time of my life. And if there is anyone who I have forgotten to mention, I ask your forgiveness. Submitted by Asia Mamuji. Many people are good at talking about what they are doing, but in fact do little. Others do a lot, but don't talk about it. They are the ones who make a community live. Jean Vanier.